Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Happy Tuesday. Let's kick things off the way we like to around here with our friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. So how was your weekend? Was it too crisp or was it just perfect?
Very, very nice.
It was very nice. Weather-wise, no complaints
whatsoever. Not at all.
Every single one of those days. How was yours, Brittany?
It was absolutely bright and beautiful. Oh my gosh, it couldn't have been any better. I mean, the sunshine felt great. The cool breeze complemented that. I mean, oh, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous weekend to be outside. Now, things aren't so pretty.
Yeah. And now for the bad weather.
And now for news. Something completely different.
Right? I thought it was just my mood going back to work. I was like, oh, you know, after a long weekend. But no, the darn clouds are here. We've got drizzle trying to sneak its way in this afternoon. Maybe a spotty shower possible this evening as well. And then we're still looking at rain chances lingering tomorrow, too. So you know the clouds are sticking here as well. This is, of course, going to keep us a little bit cooler. Highs in the upper 60s. Both today and tomorrow, but then as the system leaves the area, it takes the clouds with it, and then we warm things up. So we're already looking at sunshine by Thursday into the weekend, and temperatures hitting the mid-70s by Thursday and hitting 80 for Friday. Ooh. And into next week as well. So summer weather is definitely around the corner, but you know, I just like the 70s and the crisp, cool temperatures this weekend. I'm not sure I'm ready for the humidity next weekend.
Yeah. I really enjoy that fall, almost like weather in spring that we can get sometimes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys. Mm. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're the only one here that loves the heat.
I have no problem with the heat. No, no problem with it. Not at all.
I will lean towards the heat, but I'm with the whole, like, fall is my kind of jam. So that's my
I get it.
I like this. It's coming up.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, that's the way to word it. That's the way. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You have a good morning.
You too.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning all week long. We got fun stuff coming up for you. The El Cafe Birthday Anniversary Club. We'll be doing some celebrating all week long with them. That'll be coming up in a little bit. We're also going to get into it being National Sunscreen Day.
Very important.
Get some stats on that one. Also a study that found adding bananas to your smoothie makes it less healthy. That's confusing to me.
I heard about that.
Need to dive into that. We got to dive into Raptor baseball. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. In our entertainment section, we'll dive into some other fun stuff there as well. And of course, in the 10 o'clock hour, got not only entertainment news, but some other fun things. I want to talk about the last pennies being minted. About that. And 10 made up societal rules that people think we should quit.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Could be interesting.
All done.
Could be interesting. No more. Could also be dangerous.
Yes, it could.
We will find out together. But this one right here is one of my favorite type of things to start a show with. I like grabbing stuff that is indivisive and just fun and interesting, but also something that maybe not every single person knows.
Okay.
And I got a good one here, I think. I think this is an interesting one. And of course, it's almost pool season, almost getting into the water season, to get a lot more swimming in and everything.
Okay.
And here's something interesting that will amuse you for maybe a good 3 minutes or maybe less. A new study has found that a person's fingers wrinkle in the same pattern every time they're in water too long.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
The wrinkles are caused by blood vessels under the skin contracting when immersed in water for a period of time. Mm-hmm. That was already known, of course.
Sure.
But researchers at Birmingham University looked into where they form and determined that it's virtually always the same. Wow. Most because those blood vessels don't move much over time.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
They also discovered that the wrinkles don't form in people with median nerve damage in their fingers. So I've got frostbite in my fingers.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't get a lot of that waterlogged.
No pruny hands?
I don't get a lot of pruny hands. And this is now news.
Now you know why.
Now you know why. Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else. Please, please text in, call in if you find this interesting at all, even a little bit. Because
I do. I think it's interesting.
I came across this story. It's you can find the complete article at Science Daily. I read the whole thing. I thought it was very interesting. I like learning about human beings. I think we are a walking miracle, every single one of us, that we have normalized over the millennia.
How amazing it is, right?
I was just talking about this with my dad the other day. We were joking about how we're done with American Italian mob movies. Like, we're done with them. But English mob movies? Oh, we can't get enough.
On board.
Anything Guy Ritchie is direct, we're all in. We're all in. Through that conversation, got us talking about the miracle of life and just beings, human beings, and how amazing we are.
Interesting transition.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd like to see the progression of that conversation.
You know, with an Italian household, like life and death right next to each other, right next to each other. So why does this matter at all is certainly another part of this, too. Mm-hmm. But do you guys find this interesting at all, honestly?
Honestly, yeah, I do, yes. Yeah.
I could have told you this when I was in my single digits, because I spent every moment I possibly could in water, and a lot of time just examining the wrinkles on my pruny fingers. They always look the same.
Wow, that's cool. That's really cool. Wow. I think that's cool.
I never even thought about it, not even for a second, that it was the same pattern. I just knew that my hands were pruny.
I spent a lot of time in water.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would do it,
My mom had the hardest time getting me out of the lake when we would finally go. She'd be like, no, we're leaving. We're in the car. Melissa, we're leaving now. Bye.
I love that about you, Melissa. That's great.
I like that.
Peek into her childhood. Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you, without prying, are you still a little like that at all, Melissa? Like, are you like
to be in water? I yearn for water.
Okay. Yeah.
When I drive past water, I want to go either be in it or on it or sit by it or just look at it. Like, it's I don't know.
A little known fact, Melissa, part mermaid. That's why she likes water so much. Yeah.
That's why I decorate my house with mermaids.
Now, that part I knew. Now, that part I did know.
The gills are a dead giveaway.
I thought I hid them well.
It's part of the reason she's not in the studio. She can't be.
She's in water. She's literally water.
Can't leave my bathtub.
I mean, just a survival thing.
What you didn't know is my office is full of water. Amazing that I'm on the second floor.
Yeah, it is.
I feel so much of that, and what you're talking about with the water thing, I think that I usually, and not just me, but other people in my life, associated that with being a Pisces. But I think it's more so just where I moved around so much, there were two things I could count on. I'd see the moon every night. It would follow me wherever I was.
Right.
And we're always near a body of water. We always had Lake Michigan nearby or something like that or whatever. And I don't, there's something comforting to me about that. I don't know if I feel the same thing about being in it. I like to be in the water. I don't mind being in the water. I don't know that just being near it is enough for me in some way.
Speaking of conversation progressions, let me do that right now.
That's a good idea.
I talked about this with my parents, a couple of times, about what physical characteristic do you need to live near to feel comfortable.
Good question.
Right? My parents figured out that they need, like you, James, and maybe Melissa, they need to be near water. So either they're by the ocean like they are now, or they're by a lake or, a river, just some kind of body of water they need to be close to. Or many, like where I grew up, we had lots of little lakes around where I was.
The other thing I really need too is green.
Trees for me.
Yeah.
And that's probably because I grew up in the woods. I need a lot of trees around. If I don't, I feel kind of exposed. If I have trees, it kind of grounds me, so to speak.
Right.
With having trees around there. but so that's why, in the Midwest we had lots of trees around here. I think I don't see myself, moving into like a huge city or anything like that. Because I would definitely miss the trees, the desert, oh, I don't know if I could do the desert.
It's got a very, I didn't think I would like it. It was, I was surprised at how much I did enjoy. There's so much beauty in the desert you don't expect to see coming from where we live here.
That's fair. Maybe I can pretend the cactuses are trees. the cacti trees.
Some of them do look like trees, but I don't know if I could live there long term myself either. Oof. Just because,
I have never been. Water. I've never really been in the desert, but driving around back and forth in Texas, and almost from one side of the state to the other, you see so much just blank land, open land,
flat. Yeah.
For me, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I didn't mind it so much. I don't know. I didn't live with it. I was there for 2 months. I don't know if if I was there every day, how I'd feel about it. But for that, it was okay. It was all right. I didn't mind it as much. So what does this matter and everything? Probably not for any health reasons, as far as the your fingers wrinkling the same way every time. But the researchers think it could have real world applications in fingerprinting and forensics, like at crime scenes.
Oh,
so that is interesting.
Huh.
But
don't go to a crime scene waterlogged.
Yes,
they'll find you.
Or do it. Or
will that mess with your fingerprints? Mess with your fingerprints.
Yeah. You got a rash of bandits who are just soaking wet. And I said,
why
bandits?
Is there water all over this bank floor?
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to say that our culprit is the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it is Aquaman.
It's Aquaman. He wears gloves,
darn
actually.
Seals, we just can't keep them in the zoo.
When's the last time somebody's called a criminal bandits? Who am I?
Those bandits. Get those bandits, those varmints.
Where are that you watch too to many Westerns.
Yeah. Yes, very much, very much. This is a morning show, of course. We like to start off your morning with some fun, and I thought that one was kind of interesting. But what about this? Now, granted, I don't know how each of you woke up this morning and everything, but I promise, I feel pretty confident that none of you woke up like this Norwegian man, who was roused by a neighbor in early morning and alerted to an unusual situation. A cargo ship was in his front yard.
Whoa! Oh, my goodness.
Johan,
I saw the picture of this. It's absolutely crazy.
I mean, if we were in a visual medium, all I would do is show the picture. All I'd need to do. That's it. Yeah.
So here.
It's you're so right, Melissa. That's what brought me in. I saw the picture. I'm like, I got to finish this article. Johan Hellberg said he was asleep inside his home in Bayonet in the Trondheim Forhar area when his neighbor, Jostein Jorgensen, rang his doorbell and called his phone to alert him to the fact that a cargo ship had run a rung to his backyard. Quote, if the ship had hit the rocky outcrop right next to it, it would have lifted up and hit the house.
Oh, no.
So that part's really not
scary. Yeah.
Jorgensen said he woke up just a few minutes earlier to the sound of the boat approaching. He ran outside to attempt to sound the alarm. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. At the present time, they don't know what caused the incident and are awaiting the conclusion of the ongoing investigation. Of course, I'm going to follow up on that story. I'll let you guys know what I see or find out.
Right.
We have heard more and more about cargo ships in since the pandemic and everything ever have. On one side of this, I hope that people are starting to get some appreciation for the work and all the grind that is and the work that is involved in that, similar to our semi-drivers on land.
Right.
And some of that. At the same time, man, I feel like you've got to, so this is my father in me, and this is more proof that I'm turning into a poor man's version of my father every day. Something like that happens to me, and I'm immediately thinking, can I make a buck off this? Not to sue them. I don't mean like suing them or anything. I mean like charging admission for come see the cargo ship. Yes. Everybody, 50 cents, kids. You can see the cargo ship. 50 cents
to see the cargo ship in my backyard.
I don't know what's wrong with me. My first thought. Not is everybody okay? It was everybody okay.
No, it's kind of like, oh, you want the opportunity to touch a house and a cargo ship at the same time?
Yes. Oh, God.
Bring four friends and we can make a chain.
And you could almost do it.
All you would need. If four people joined hands from his house to the cargo ship, they'd be touching it. That's how close it is.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And now that I hadn't watched video of it, Melissa, I was just watching a little of the video trying to show Seth here. It's even more closer than
extremely close.
Holy. Yes.
You know in the movies?
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Where they're going to go off the cliff, mm-hmm. and they just get in, they stop right at the very last second. Yep. And there's that little bit of, it's doing or whatever. Like, that's what it feels like is happening in real life now.
So, but now, think of this, man. He's got like bragging rights. It's like, ha ha, Jerry's gnomes in the back of his backyard. Ha, pale in comparison.
as a proud Norwegian, there's no way that this not this yes. isn't being enshrined in family lore.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yeah, it should
well,
be.
And
should
the other be. Thing that I noticed in the pictures, and granted, I didn't really dig into it that far, but where's the crew?
Yeah.
There's like nobody on that cargo ship.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all hiding. They're so embarrassed. Like, oh, quick, get out of here.
Everybody fall asleep at the helm? Well, yeah. We're just in a fjord. We're fine. We're just going to go on and nope, we're in Lars's backyard.
Yeah.
There is some poor guy with a mop who just all of a sudden got made captain.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's captain Lars' captain's hat. Like, wow, what a promotion. This is pretty cool.
What did you do?
Why are we stopped? We will take
tea and crumpets?
We will take a quick time out.
Lutefisk, they're in Norway.
Come back doing some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe. It's the morning show on WFHR.
I just want to celebrate another day of living. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe in the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Normally when we kick off the week, we got to tell you to wait a little bit, but I believe that they are open
today.
They
are open today, yes.
Yeah. Get on over there, check out some of the amazing menu that they have over there. Every week they're putting together new specials, fun creations for you out there to make things more interesting and fun with their menu. But there are some traditional stuff there that you've got to try, especially if you haven't had their version of it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, if you just want a cup of coffee, some nice or a nice atmosphere.
Yeah. Piece of pie, maybe.
Good piece of pie. You cannot go wrong with any of the above. Head on over to El Cafe today. Wish them a good morning from all of us, everybody. Let them know how much we appreciate them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the hardest decision you'll have to make is what kind of pie you want.
Because they have all look so good. Many. So many pies.
Mm-hmm. Between the three of us, it's the whole reason I haven't gone there in a while. I cannot decide. And so I wouldn't want to embarrass myself. And as one of these wonderful workers are walking away with my order, I'm like, oh, wait.
Changed
my mind again.
Just get three pieces of pie, James. It's fine.
That's what I'll have
Nobody
to do.
Nobody will judge you.
That's what I'll have to do.
Yep.
And we encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Go ahead and email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Just a touch or two away in the Civic Media app. We appreciate everybody who's downloaded that app and plays along and has some fun with these. And keep in mind, you can call up anytime during the show or text in anytime during the show. We'll include that birthday in there.
Yes, we will.
Let's see. Tomorrow we've got... Seth, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right, guess that's that qualifier. We can get right into it. So first up, want to wish happy birthday to Jessica Crowns.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Happy birthday.
Where's with Jessica back in the day over at GNC and stuff. She's awesome. She's wonderful. Great mom, great wife, all the above. And really put up with a lot for me because I am not good at sales. I was not good at that job. She was great to me, though. She treated me good.
Very nice.
She's good, hard worker, too. We appreciate Jessica. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Ron Anderson.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And again, thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Appreciate you sending them in over the weekend or at any time, especially on a holiday weekend, and you still got them to us. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, Ron is one of those names that is perfect for the Midwest, because then you can say, Ron. Hey, yeah. Ron.
Ron.
You got to say it the right way. Hey, Ron. How's it going, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
And also,
yeah.
Ronnie is just a fun nickname.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Ron's a great name. Great name. We take a look at who you're sharing your birthday with, all you guys. Lily Rose Depp is 26. Johnny Depp's daughter. Her acting credits include two of the Kevin... The breaks were in a couple of Kevin Smith movies, Yoga Hosers and Tusk. But she was recently in Nosferatu, the lead in Nosferatu.
Right.
And I was rambling about this, though, when I saw the movie and everything. I just could not get over her performance.
Wow.
I had not seen her act before. Mm. And I did not know... honestly, I saw her name, didn't know who she was playing in the movie, so wasn't even sure necessarily of her look. And I have seen very few performances like I saw of hers, of just a ferocious quietness that she was able to you know, I talk about stealing scenes all the time. One of the things I don't talk enough about is when you can, you know, an actor can bring everybody up with them. So she's in this movie with William Dafoe and an incredible cast. Incredible cast. Bill Skarsgård, all these people. It's not so much that she steals scenes. It's you cannot take your eyes off her.
She dominates scenes.
Yes, yes. And it's not, and she's very pretty,
right.
But it has nothing to do with that.
Yep.
It's just her eyes presence, and the way she pulls you in and creates empathy with a character that I don't know on paper how you do it. If I'm an actor going into that role, I don't know how she does some of the stuff she does, but man, does she do it. And I don't know if that movie is definitely not for everybody, but if you can watch it, it's worth it for her performance, let alone some Bill Skarsgård and some of the other great show.
Cool.
She's got a heck of a career ahead of her. I see her father in her in the sense of her, because Johnny Depp's never going to get the acting credit he deserves. He is one of the greatest actors we've had, period. He truly is. Now he's never going to get that credit, and I don't know that he should. Maybe he cares. I mean,
right.
Or anything like that. But he has had a career that you go back and watch, and the indie career that Keanu Reeves wanted, that so many other actors wanted, that he was actually able to pull off. We think of Johnny Depp now as a household name. He was not that until Pirates. A good 20 some years into his career.
Right.
Look at look at the first 20 years of his career and tell me that is not an Edward Scissorhands and all those things.
Not big
incredible,
stuff. Yeah.
Incredible
good
actor.
Movies.
Mm-hmm. She has got all of that in her at a younger age. At a younger age, I would say.
Well, and also, I think as far as cheekbones go, she does it better.
Perfect cheekbones.
But they're Johnny's cheekbones.
Yeah, yeah.
She just does it better.
Agreed. 100%. Andre 3000 is 50, one half of Outkast.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Grammy winner for the flute. The flute, I believe. Yeah,
man, he's an amazing artist.
A great artist,
all around. He does all kinds of stuff.
I love Outkast.
Yep.
I love so much Outkast. Jack McBrayer is 52. One of my favorite character actors of the recent era. Kenneth the Page on 30 Rock plays the same character and everything. Really got his break through the Conan show and being an aide on the Conan show, and then also being able to be a page basically at Saturday Night Live and help. Helping out there, and Tina Fey and Conan O'Brien and a number of people just really thought he was funny and thought, hey, have you ever thought about acting, doing this? And he kind of did, like every page ever has and stuff. And he got his break on 30 Rock, and he's been fantastic. He was one of the best parts of that show.
Very cool.
Paul Bettany is 54. Vision on the Avengers and all that. Solo movie he was in.
Mm-hmm. Married to Jennifer Connelly.
Yes, yes. Priest, he's in a couple of movies. Mm-hmm. I think his earlier stuff before the Marvel stuff is so good.
Yeah, he's very good.
Really good. Joseph Fiennes, pretty good. 55 for him. Commander Waterford in Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale. Was also an American Horror Story. William Shakespeare in Shakespeare in Love. And, of course, yes, Ralph Fiennes is his brother.
Yes.
It really hasn't gotten to the point of Shakespeare in Love, though.
No.
But a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Perry Gilpin is 64. Roz on Frasier.
Yes.
She was so good on that show.
The poor put upon Roz. Yes.
Loved her. She was great on that show. Neil Finn is 67, lead singer of Crowded House.
Oh, yes. But so much more than that. Him and his brother Tim have many different collaborations, Split Ends, early in their career. Had some good Australian group. And then, of course, Crowded House with their hits. But they have been collaborating for a long time. They're very good songwriters. Oh my goodness.
And some people no longer with us, like Louis Gossett Jr., born in the state in 1936, fiddler in Roots. He was also an officer and a gentleman, and Air Hawk.
Iron Eagle movies.
Yeah, Eagle.
Four of them, and I think he was in all of them.
Love those movies. great actor.
Love him.
Really, really good actor. Worked way up, right up until the end, too. Louis Gossett Jr. was working right up until about a year ago or whatever when he passed
Very
away.
Cool.
Really good actor. Really good one. Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC would have been 53 today. Passed away way too young. Mm. I liked her a lot. Yeah, I really liked her. She was my favorite part of TLC. She was awesome. And these two I want to put together because they share a birthday, and I know we do this every year, and I don't care. It's awesome, and I think it's so fitting. The great Christopher Lee, born on this day in 1922. Sauron in Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies. Count Dooku in Star Wars prequels. Of course, back in the 50s and 70s, Seth, the face of horror in many ways.
Yeah, he was in hundreds of films in his career. He did, I mean, but most, a lot of them were low budget, you know, that kind of thing. He was such a stately guy. You know, you've heard his voice, that rumbly, that gorgeous deep voice. But he always thought he should have done better.
Yeah.
Because he's a good, very good actor, but he was in like low budget horror and all these things until finally, you know, you had Lord of the Rings. He was a big Lord of the Rings fan, and Peter Jackson did that. And then he did, of course, Star Wars and all that stuff. Late in his career, he finally got the recognition I think he deserved because he was a fantastic actor.
It's one of my favorite things when it happens for an actor.
Yes.
When they get that break late in life or whatever. And sharing his birthday with the actual voice of horror, Vincent Price. Born in 1911, passed away in 93, the undisputed master of horror, the greatest voice in horror film history and in narration history. Vincent Price could say hello.
Yes.
And immediately make your skin do something.
Speaking of Edward Scissorhands, Melissa, that's one of his last things, was the narrator of that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Also, one of his earliest works was an animated short. One of Tim Burton's first film he did was called Vincent. And he had no name, no nothing, no budget or anything like that. Sent the script to Vincent Price. Vincent Price loved it and narrated it for him.
Mm-hmm.
Basically for free. You know, and there is you could make the argument that Vincent Price launched the career of Tim Burton.
Yes, and he ended up working with him several times after that.
So, yeah. Also, it really should be noted, one of the sweetest human beings to walk the planet. Yeah. Vincent Price was very loved and adored, not because he was talented, because people loved to work with him.
Yes.
Especially younger actors and who he would go out of his way to help out and everything like that. Just an incredible... So everything about him on stage and that you like off stage, the same thing.
He was also, people forget, he was also a gourmand. He was also art. I mean, he was an art expert.
Yeah.
He was amazing. His whole, all these things he did, he was an amazing guy. Yeah.
Never. Okay, but I want to see Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine.
Yes, you do want to see that.
Yeah, you do.
Because he also knew how to make fun of himself.
Yeah.
And he did a good job of it.
He's got a Simpsons episode that he did. He guest spotted in, man. That's just so good. It's so good.
Love Vincent Price.
Yeah, he was something. Everybody celebrating a birthday anniversary out there. We wish you a great one. Can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our friends at El Cafe. Get on over there today, everybody. 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish him a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. It is National Sunscreen Day.
Yeah. Well, yay. Where's the sun? Not celebrating. Yeah. Hey, sun. Come on.
The sun is
hiding.
What would you like?
That's what the sun sounds like, huh?
The sun is here.
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Put your screens on.
You know, I would actually think that the sun would have a higher pitched voice considering all the helium.
Oh, I love it. No.
Remember, it's perfect. Created. Hydrogen is turned into helium. Right?
Do a helium.
New recurring character. New recurring character.
Yeah. Hello, the sun is here. Yeah.
Hello. It has a British accent for some reason.
That's fantastic.
Sounds like the Queen.
So here are some sunscreen-related stories making the rounds online. A poll online asked if a stranger at the beach asked if you can put some sunscreen on their back, would you do it?
Ooh.
Interesting question.
That
is
interesting, yeah.
36% said sure, 64% said they declined. In the comments, someone scolded the no responder saying skin health is serious. Others said they would if the person was really kind about it, really maybe sold them on it, essentially.
Right, saying like, well, I'm sorry to trouble you, but there's no one else around here, and I really need to put some sunscreen on my back. Would you mind doing that? See, now then... I can see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm here by myself. I'm all alone. I got nobody. Could you please just kindly put some of this goop on my back so I don't burn and die? Skin cancer? Like, really?
The poll
I'd leave you in the lurch.
The poll didn't ask people if they would ask a stranger to leather them up on the beach, or how they'd feel if they got rejected because the stranger didn't do it. Maybe because of appearance or something like that.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. Yeah. I'll be honest. I don't know how I'd handle that situation. I don't know. I've never been in that situation.
I would never personally. I've never asked anyone to do it because I would just feel way too awkward.
Yeah. No way. No
about
way.
It. I'd be like trying to get my back. I'm like.
I would feel awkward.
I would just be awkwardly trying to get it on my back, and somebody would walk up and say, "Are you okay?" Like, yeah, I'm fine. Just contortionate practice, yeah. Can I get that one spot for you in the back?
I'm about to show how much I know about this. I would be setting it up like on a chair and trying to like get my back, like the spots, like you have an itch you're trying to get or something. Right.
You tape it to a chair, try to squeeze it.
Sunscreen on that tree, James. Yeah. The tree does not need sunscreen.
I feel like even somebody I know, I would feel uncomfortable asking. Yeah. Boomers and Gen Xers may be paying for the UV tanning beds and suntan lotions of the 80s and 90s, but Gen Zers are lax about skincare too. In a survey, half of Gen Z adults reported being sunburned last year, and 10% suffered burns bad enough to cause blisters.
Mm. Yikes.
See, you really don't think about it until you get well into your 20s, maybe even into your 30s. For some of us, it's our 40s. Then we're like, wait, I can't go outside without putting this stuff on.
Yeah.
Dang it, I'm just not going to go outside.
Otherwise, it's Lobster City.
25% of Gen Zers say it's worth looking great now, even if it means looking worse and suffering the consequences later, and more than that, admit to prioritizing getting a tan over protecting their skin.
Oh. Shame.
This follies of our youth.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's the first thought I had. But it's also something that I don't agree with, or certainly, and I don't. But it's hard. I'm sure I did things that were not like this, but I'm sure I have done some things. And I'll say that this is also one of those things that it's so easy to judge. I wish it was different. I do. I don't agree with it. I think it's silly. All those things. I also don't want to be old man yelling at clock.
How about old man yelling at someone who's way too tan? Hey, catcher's mitt, come on over here. Yeah. You know.
Hey, Hamilton. Hey, what was it? Richard Hamilton? Was it Richard Hamilton?
It was George Hamilton.
George Hamilton.
He was the
George
tanning
Hamilton.
Guy. Yeah.
Richard Hamilton, I think, is a racer. Sunscreen is the number one weapon in the battle against skin cancers, but anything can be bad in extremes. A 48-year-old woman in China had severe vitamin D deficiency from excessive sunscreen use.
Really? Okay. Wow.
And broke a bone just by casually rolling over in bed.
Ah!
It wasn't just sunscreen. She also avoided going out in the sun as much as possible, possibly due to an obsession with having fair skin.
That's the flip side of it. Yeah.
Welcome
to
the 1700s.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's a wild story.
That is wild. Wow. Mm. Woo.
In a poll, only 40% of people say that they regularly wear sunscreen outside during the summer, and just 16% say that they always put it on, 32% say that they slap it on some of the time, and 25% claim they never put it on.
Well, if you don't want to wear sunscreen, then you can go with my philosophy and cover every part of your body you can at all times. to make sure that not only do no sun
Seth
get in,
just
but
likes to be humid.
That way, no one has to see anything. It's all good. It's just cover it all up.
I have heard the song "Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen" more than I put it on. That's not good.
Because it's not like you listen to it that much.
I'm really trying to catch up late on this one. To Melissa's point about the 40-some-year-olds.
There you go.
Well, that was directed at myself, too, because, my 15-year-old self, as soon as it hit 50 degrees outside, I was on the front porch in my bathing suit.
Mm-hmm. And, fair skin, I'm sure that...
It's rough.
Got red really quick.
I get one really good burn, and then I figured it would just, I'd tan the rest of the summer. Sometimes that worked.
I was going to ask, because I hear that from a lot of people, and I've never asked the follow-up question, though, if it
that
works.
Might be a wives' tale, too. I don't know. Because I heard the same thing growing up, Melissa. I heard the same thing. Yeah, you get that one burn, now you're fine the rest of the summer. You'd be tan and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think it works that way.
I don't think it does either.
I think it does offer you a little bit of protection, maybe, and this is just me, guessing. I really don't know. But it just seemed that way for me personally.
Yeah.
Anecdotally. Is that how you say that
word? Anecdotally. Yeah. Yeah. Anecdotally.
Anecdotally.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. bananas are great. I love bananas. I think a lot of people out there do. Figure like they're a pretty universally liked thing.
Use them as sunscreen?
That's it. That's exactly where we're going with this. Not only good for that, but great for a comedic joke.
Always. A banana peel,
great for a comedic joke.
It's one of the oldest jokes in the world.
A study in the journal Food and Function found adding a banana can decrease your smoothie's nutritional value, though, because it prevents your body from absorbing a type of antioxidant called flavanols.
Flavanols. Something like that.
There's a specific enzyme in bananas called PPO, or short for polyethyl oxidase.
Nice.
It's the enzyme in fruits that causes them to turn brown, and it breaks down the flavanols so fast they don't hit the bloodstream.
Oh, really? Interesting.
And the difference was drastic. They found adding a banana to your smoothie reduces the amount of flavanols you absorb by 84%.
Whoa.
So you're not getting, you're only getting 16% of what you're drinking that smoothie for.
Right, exactly. The stuff that you want, right? Yeah.
If you're adding bananas to
it. Yeah, if you're adding bananas.
The effects were most drastic when adding one to a smoothie that with lots of berries in it.
Mm.
So if it's loaded with raspberries, blueberries, or blackberries, leave the banana out.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you should stop eating bananas altogether. They say it's just better to have one as a snack on its own later. Bananas are a little bit better solo.
Right, because they do have, you know, potassium and a lot of other minerals that you do need. So, yeah. So, okay, just keep them out of your smoothies. Put a banana on my smoothie.
What do you do with stories that you feel like everybody should know, but they're not necessarily breaking news? Mm. And you know, going back to the argument, or at least one of my hills I'll die on, as far as like, you know, there should be somebody in charge of breaking news, like for everything, newspapers, TV shows, everything, and you got to clear it with them before it's actually breaking news. No more of this. Like, Seth and I deal with this in the sports world a lot, Melissa. ESPN loves to give you these updates.
Breaking news.
A player fell down.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's okay. He's fine. But
Patrick Mahomes has an ingrown toenail.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's just like, come on, that's not breaking news.
No.
You know? And it's dumbed down and lower and brought down the term of breaking news.
It is.
So to the point now where when there is actual breaking news, there's a percentage of people that don't even hear it.
Turn it off, right?
Yeah. Right. Because there's so many of them. Yeah. You just tune it out.
So I feel like this is kind of big news. I feel like everybody should know this and spread the word of this, because our whole lives, whenever any TV show, movie, anything like that, or any like, especially me growing up around a lot of people that in heavy workout routines, and started every morning with one of these smoothies, I almost guarantee every one of them had a banana in it.
Yeah, probably.
Well, because bananas are easy to throw in for sweetener, and then you're adding a healthy sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's actually, you know, like contradicting the other foods in there.
Right.
So the interesting thing for me, because we could go down a total rabbit hole with this if you want to, James.
Mm.
Food combining.
No. Nip that in the bud. Okay, keep going.
You said no.
No, please continue. Please continue.
No, so when my mom was going through her cancer treatments, she tried the natural route first. And so we did a lot of research and talking, and she went to even a retreat of natural foods and how you can cure your body with natural foods. I think it does have some use. Obviously, it didn't cure her cancer because she's dead. But the combining of foods, it is very a fascinating science that we don't talk about a lot, because here in Western medicine, we want to cure things with pills, not with the nutrients that we put in our bodies.
Right. Preventative health is really on the back burner, right?
It is, versus reactive health.
Right.
And so she had this food chart where there were certain foods that you could eat and how long they would stay in your stomach. And then the foods that you want to combine with other foods to get the most nutrients out of them. It's mind-blowing if you really dig into it.
that was it's a topic that deserves our attention and our mm-hmm. feelings at the same time. God, I love when you could do that. You and you two are really good at this. You're a serious, heavy topic. That was a funny joke Melissa made in the middle of that. It was very funny. None of us felt comfortable laughing, but it was darn funny. It is not fair to her that we don't get laughed.
It's a little
dark. It's still not. That's our humor. That's our wheelhouse.
Kind of
what we do.
By the line.
It does speak to the point of, you know, like, it's not all or nothing, people. You know, mm-hmm. like
exactly.
one way, a combination of multiple things is also okay.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Just chill, everyone.
And
settle
if,
down.
If all else fails, do the opposite of what I do. You know, I mean, and you should be fine. You should be perfectly fine. You should live a long, healthy life. We will take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun. We're going to talk about the perfect vacation and how many days it should last. We'll get into the timing of that coming up on Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Hope you all are having a good one out there. The holiday weekend is behind us. Well, the beginning of that one, the first one, kicks off the summer and everything. Mm-hmm. And we do hope that everybody had a meaningful Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to touch on some about as far as holidays and vacations as we're getting closer and closer to more of that go time for people. A new report claims that the perfect vacation lasts 11 days and is 3 hours from home.
Wow.
So there's not a lot of travel time?
Yeah, I guess so. That's interesting. All right, let's dig in.
The perfect trip would cost an average of $8,800 per person, which seems high unless it includes a three-hour flight. Even then, you'd also be treating yourself because that's about $800 a day.
Okay.
63% of people would be looking for somewhere with a beach. 53% want to enjoy the great outdoors, and 43% want to explore major cities or historical locations.
Hmm.
Another 31% are like outdoor attractions and landmarks.
Hmm.
And of course, travel can be stressful. So the perfect trip needs to be a situation where you can completely relax and unwind and create new memories, but you're not necessarily too far from home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's according to TalkerResearch.com, which you can find the complete article at TalkerResearch.com. I don't know.
Wow.
And to be fair, I shouldn't talk about this. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I feel like I get it, but I don't know if I agree with it. You know?
Which part?
The 3 hours from home.
Okay.
Like, I feel like part of the reason and the good thing about a vacation, physically removing yourself from that place and that area mm-hmm. makes it so much, and I'm just speaking for myself, of course, but makes it the closest I can get to detaching from work, from my responsibilities or any of those things. The farther I am physically from it, the more chance I have of actually enjoying my vacation or relaxing a little bit.
Okay.
And again, I say this as somebody who's never really taken a vacation, but I'm going off of last summer and when I was, you know, doing different things, whether the WBAs or going to, mm-hmm. you know, Illinois, something along those lines, I noticed the difference in the, you know, the literal distance
between things, right?
And physically, like that, that meant a lot. I don't know about anybody else, but I know for me it helped.
Okay.
I think you're also looking at it from an American perspective.
Absolutely.
Because if you're looking at it from a European perspective, 3 hours from home is an entirely different country.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
I was just,
and then also, if you consider, like flying, you know, here in the United States, if you get on a plane and you fly 3 hours, you're pretty far from home.
Right. Yeah. That's very, very true. I'm just trying to look up here to see, you know, if you want to do, like, if you say you're driving, you know, an average of 60 miles an hour, of course, that means you're going to get, like, what, 180 miles away,
mm-hmm.
which that's actually a pretty decent chunk of distance, if you ask me personally. I think that's, you know, it's not bad. It's not something you're going to see normally. No, that's very true. It's going to be very much outside of your normal, you know, range of where mm-hmm. you go. So, yeah, yeah, I guess you can, you know, depends on, you know, what you plan on doing there, I guess, but yeah.
But for those of us who are used to, like, traveling long distances to see family, like, it's 4 hours to Duluth. That doesn't seem like it's very far for me, and I will go up to Duluth for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chicago's 3.5-4 hours away. That's not a vacation to me. That's good. I mean, and I could say that I think going, you know, in any direction, whether Detroit or St. Paul or any of these things, I don't feel it's a trip that I'm going to enjoy and I mm-hmm. like, and a shout out to all of those locations and everything. But if I want a vacation, I want a different time zone. That's what I think. That's like one of the overall things for me. I got to be in a different time zone.
Well, then we just got to go to Michigan.
Yeah, that's right. I just realized as I was saying it, I'm like, that's not it.
Everyone up for the UP? Let's go to the UP, everyone.
Well, and I also want to go to Louisiana really bad. Isn't Louisiana in the same time lane as we are?
Yeah, it's so central time. Yeah,
doesn't even,
and it's really far away.
So I literally know nothing about vacations. I have proven it more and more. But
that just proves the point that Melissa was making about the United States. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to go a pretty decent chunk of distance in order to really see something different. I mean, the fact that we have so many ecosystems in one country is pretty remarkable.
We have a lot of different variety of cultures.
That too, yes.
The mm-hmm. United States, because Louisiana is a completely different culture absolutely. Than Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the same is true between the East and the West Coast. They're also very different.
We have this with the with Small Business Saturday and a couple of other things, and there's lots of zoos that do this stuff with kids where they have a little, you know, checklist mm-hmm. and they make sure that they saw all the animals or see as many of them as they can or what have you. I like the idea of that for adults with American locations, or if you're in Europe, European locations or whatever, and you have to get that so many on that checklist before you can go to another country. Like before you can go to somewhere else.
You have to eat at this place or have this type of cuisine, and you have to view this monument.
I know you really want to go to France, sir, and Paris is beautiful this time of year, but you haven't seen the Liberty Bell yet. You're going to need you to go to Philly
first. You know, the Grand Canyon is just sitting there waiting for you. You got to do right that. There. You know, it's right there. Not going anywhere.
It's waiting for you.
The fact that they talk about like the length of time, I think 11 days is about perfect, because if you go 2 weeks, that's a little bit too long. And if you're only there for like 7 or 8 days, it's too short.
Yeah, the big thing there, to afford being away for 11 days, that's right. kind of the part of the that can be a snag for a lot of people.
That's the kicker.
Yeah.
I agree with you about the days. That part you're mentioning there, Seth, mm-hmm. is certainly very, very noteworthy, and then makes it a little more difficult. But we'd love to hear from you guys out there. What do you think makes the perfect vacation as far as days and distance from home and all of those things? We'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us through the Civic Media app. We are not necessarily, we're going to be doing a little bit of a we're getting out of the house here a little bit, getting out of the studio a little bit. We're not necessarily a vacation, but we do get to get out of the studio a little bit.
They're letting us out.
They let us out every now and then.
Yep, there. Let the inmates out, everybody. We are going to be broadcasting our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. We've got back-to-back remotes going on this weekend, you guys. We're very excited about them. From 9 to 11, we're going to be at the Marshfield Dairy Fest.
We are. Hey. You're going to have a fabulous time there. Dottie B, as you know her, on WIRI, and I will be at Dairy Fest. In fact, we'll be broadcasting on Saturday from 9 to 11, but we will be there the day before as well at the Dairy or the Mayor's Breakfast. So come on down. We're not going to be broadcasting, but we'll be there, and we'll be chatting with people, and we're going to maybe bring some music with us and that sort of thing. So come on down to the Mayor's Breakfast on Friday morning, and then 9 to 11 on Saturday, we'll be broadcasting live. And then from 11 to 1, we have the grand reopening of Rapids Transmission, and they've got a lot of fun stuff going on. Melissa, you've kind of got that one, right?
Yeah, well,
or at least you've got the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, they're going to have a taco truck there, and there's going to be ice cream, face painting. Bring the family down. This is a family-run business that is revisiting its history, because the original name of this business was Rapids Transmission years ago.
Yeah, cool.
So they've gone through a few changes since then, but now they're re-embracing that name and bringing it full circle.
It'll be a fun event. We'll be talking more and more about it as we get closer to it. We'll be back with another hour coming up.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320.